Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, we are turning the show over this morning to either teachers or parents, and we want your confessions at 617-931-1234. All of the epic fails that have happened so far with remote learning.
Yeah.
And you can be...
It's been hard.
Yes. I just can't imagine, you know, what you're going through if you have multiple kids. Like, we have one kid and two adults, so we can kind of tag team.
Yeah, three kids, three different schools, two parents, both working. I don't even know how you do it.
We have friends that have a high schooler, you know, like a seventh or eighth grader, and then a kid in the fourth grade. Like, how do you manage that?
And imagine the teachers, one person, 30 kids.
Right. Yeah. 12 different Google documents. I don't know. I don't get it.
All right. And again, if you want to remain anonymous or you want to share your name.
If you want to let us know that you walked out naked in front of your kid's class, it's fine.
Yeah,
we're
you
here
want to air
you.
It out.
617-931-1234. Yes, these are our confessions. We're going to start first with somebody who doesn't mind sharing their name. Her name is Trisha Kennedy. She's from Halifax. She has a son in the seventh grade. And you need to listen to this story. Trisha, tell everybody what somebody in your son's class did to the teacher.
During one of his classes, remote session, it was the first day, the teacher had asked the class if they knew how to get all the kids' videos in one frame. One of the students told her to select Control W, which actually shuts off the computer, and she did it.
I'm kidding. Power move. Did she know that, or did she go on ahead and click on it?
No, she just did it. She just took their word for it.
Oh.
He is preparing for world domination.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know it does that.
I didn't either. My son was telling me about it. And then he's like, yeah. And then in the next class, someone, the teacher asked something. They said, I think he said Control FN, which actually turns off your Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God. These kids are geniuses.
I'm going to have to play that prank on Barrett, the Control W. I like that a lot.
Dear teachers, don't take advice from your students.
Right.
They do not have your best interest at heart.
That is so good. Thank you,
Trisha.
They don't,
no.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
These
are my confessions. All right, here we go. We have someone who's going to be anonymous. We are getting either teacher confessions or parent confessions as we are now into our first week of remote learning. What is the confession?
It's been awful. I am a teacher.
Okay.
There's been a lot of crying in my house.
Oh.
In your house?
Yes, I am teaching remotely. I am teaching live remote. So that means I'm basically stuck in front of my computer for 7+ hours a day, basically in meetings with my students.
Oh.
And they're crying or you're crying, honey?
I'm crying.
Oh, no. How old are your students?
High school.
Oh. Are they being mean to you?
It's more the parents and the administration.
Oh.
Although there have been some horrible things that have happened in meetings. A lot of teachers were not properly trained on how to do this. So there have been some instances of students taking over meetings and doing not good things.
Like they become the host of the meeting?
Yes.
Because they're all way more technically savvy than we
Absolutely.
Are. That's what we're learning here today.
Oh,
no,
my gosh.
That's awful.
Like what do they do when they take over the meeting?
Sometimes it's make horrible comments, say horrible things. Sometimes it's showing... horrible images and videos.
Can you put them in suspension? Do they get detention?
You can boot them out, but they usually get back in.
Oh, my God.
Some of them have been sharing the links to the meetings with outside people.
Oh, my gosh.
Are they that bored? I mean, what?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
And it's been really rough. Oh. And the demands that are being placed on teachers right now are extreme.
Oh, that is brutal.
And parents abuse us in town forums. And it's really, I've been a teacher for 14 years. I've seen everything, poor districts, rich districts. I actually took over from someone who up and quit one day and had to try to piece things together. This is the worst year ever.
How can we help you?
Being aware of what it's like to be on the other side and encouraging community members and parents to be patient and to support us as best we can. I saw a meme on the internet the other day, you know, in March, teachers were heroes. And, you know, now in September, we're lazy and aren't doing enough. And I think we're working harder than ever.
Wow.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And we're sorry.
Yeah.
I wish I could fix it.
If you're a teenager, don't be a jerk to your teacher. Right?
These people change your life.
Yep.
Be respectful of them. They're working their best.
I think kids are just lashing at the situation. Yeah. They're struggling, and so they're just reacting how they can.
I can play some Post Malone. Will that cheer you up? No?
More Taylor Swift, a little more uplifting.
Or okay, all right, done.
Perfect.
Done.
For you, anything.
You want old Taylor or new Taylor?
New stuff. Summer new stuff's fun.
All right. Well, thank you
Have
for listening. Have a great day. Have a better day today.
Thank you. Bye. These are my
confessions. 617-931-1234.
I got a really good text for you. Leave this one on a light note. I was the one parent that could not figure out how to unmute the audio and required a phone call from my daughter's guidance counselor. Hashtag Charlestown High.
See town in the house. All right. If you have a teacher confession or a parent confession.
We are here for you.
Yeah, we're just going to be playing these all morning long throughout this show. An epic fail. What
we love
happened?
You. We're sorry.
Yes. And if you want to remain anonymous, that's fine too. 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy. Weekdays 5:30 to 10 and 24/7 on mix1041.com. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.